And then I put it in my refrigerator. I got some in there in the water, in the refrigerator all the time. Rainwater that's been sterilized by steam. It's been run through steam. There's no germs in there, no nothing, but rainwater that comes from the clouds. No mud and no chemicals of no kind. I put it in that pot, in the aluminum pot, and I bring it through steam, and I put it in my big jugs in there, and from there it goes into my bottles in the refrigerator. And when I drink that water, there's no nothing in there that can, the stuff that you put in there, that that acid, I don't know what they put in there to purify that mud out of that river there. It's nothing but muddy water. They take it, put it in that tank, and then they put something in there to get that mud out of it. I don't know how it processes, and it comes out, it's clean. It's supposed to be clean and good. But sometimes they take that water in that pipe there, you smell it. It stinks. Got a kind of an odor in there. It looks like, smell like cowboy. You know what I mean? It's like that all over, everywhere. They can't make enough water fast enough to purify that water like it ought to be for everybody to drink it. You know what I mean? To be pure. I say pure.
Genuine.
They say it is, but I say it ain't.
It ain't genuine?
My old doctor used to treat me down there a long time ago, over 40 years ago. He told me, he says, I wouldn't drink that water. He said, I don't drink that water at all. He says, I boil my water. He said, my wife boiled my water. He said, I put it in cooling place. He says, I drink rain water.
What did you have today?
Huh?
What did you have today?
Today?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
To drink.
To drink?
Yeah. This morning you...
No, I drink water whenever I want water. Whenever I want to drink, I drink water.
This morning you...
Well, through the day, I drink water. I drink water. When I'm thirsty, I go down and get me a glass of water.
So, say, this morning, you, when you got up, you had you a cup of water, you drank, you...
Well, I drink my water when I get up in the morning. My wife drinks a coffee, her, and I drink my hot water.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I go about it. And then during the morning, when I'm working, I come on inside here and get me a glass of water.
How do you used to like your coffee?
Huh?
How did you take your coffee?
How I take my coffee?
Yeah, when you drank it.
I don't drink coffee.
When you drank it?
Huh?
When you drank it.
When?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, it's been 7, 8 years ago that I quit drinking. I used to drink it in the morning. That's all. Some people drink coffee all day long, but it's not good. No, that's it.
Hello.
Good morning.
What y'all doing here?
Huh?
What's wrong?
What we doing?
Talking
to Mr. We making a. You know, that's what they call mixing.
Mixing.
Yeah. So they were gonna hang and send him to the penitentiary, and he didn't do nothing. But that's what he's trying to do, to make a tape recording out of me.
You call Nixon?
You mean President Nixon?
Huh?
You mean President Nixon?
Yeah. That's what he says. You want to find out if I've done anything wrong in my days?
No, I didn't say that.
So you can bring me to...
Bring you to court?
You're gonna bring me to what you call that for the president, huh? But turn me over to him.
I'm gonna write a book about him making rich and famous. Have you ever traveled out of Louisiana?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Not too much.
What other states in the South do you know about?
Well, not too much. Then in other words, I went to Texas. I know a little bit about not too much. I just went to Texas. I had a brother, sister, brother that lived in Texas. And we didn't get a chance to go down there too often only when they had a funeral. When somebody died over there, then we go to Texas. That's the only time we go. Never did go down there to visit.
Were funerals a lot different then than they are now?
Well, it, I would say it's a difference because in olden times, when they had somebody died, they kept them in the house. They didn't have no funeral home, you know what I mean, like they have now.
And all the people dressed in black.
And the people come visit the dead one at the house, you know. The baby we lost, we kept him in the house. We waked him over here. You know, the undertaker took him from here and brought him to the graveyard. But now it's not that. If you say you die, they come pick you up and you bring it to the undertaker down there. And from there, you don't see them. We don't bring them to the house. And from there, bring them to the graveyard. So they got undertakers and they got places to keep them and all that. And everybody goes over there, you know, and hold a big party over there where they're dead.
I come out of
wake, aren't you? He said, it's a wake, too. I said, when you go in a place like that, you think you're at a dance hall. All kinds of stories and all kinds, you know what I mean? Most of the time, they just walk around. A lot of them don't even go see the dead one over there. They just walk around and see what the other people are doing. You know, they go out there and tell big jokes about all kinds of stuff. They don't even know there's a dead person.
Yeah. Well,